Last week's terrorist attacks in Belgium have highlighted major weaknesses in the country's security system. Key players in the bombings and the November attacks in Paris were part of a known extremist network centered in Brussels. Many blame a dysfunctional, fractured Belgian government. They say key intelligence was not shared and dots were never connected. From Brussels, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Turn on the radio here and you'll get news of the terrorist attacks in French and in Dutch. Belgium is divided into Dutch-speaking Flanders and French-speaking Wallonia. There's a German-speaking area, too. To make things more confusing, Brussels, the capital, is subdivided into 19 municipalities, each with its own government. And there are 6 local police forces. It all adds up to a decentralized system, a dismantled federal state. And in light of these attacks, some say Belgium is a failed state. Longtime Belgian political observer and writer Geert van Istendaal flatly calls that stupid.
Libya is a failed state. Somalia is a failed state. It's not comparable. Belgium is doing well. It's making mistakes. And I'm one of the most vociferous critics of Belgium.
As van Istendaal puts it, there's something rotten in the state of Belgium. For starters, the lack of communication between the various secret services, a shrunken federal police force, and impoverished justice system, casualties of decentralization.
This, of course, is now causing problems to cope with completely new challenges and new problems. And new dangers. The danger is there. We knew it.
Is it fair to say, is the criticism fair that balls were dropped, connections were not made in the investigation, that these were people who were known, were on lists, were living here in the heart of the city, and they were not stopped?
That's a fair criticism, yes.
As for whom to blame, along with the federal failures, Geert van Istendaal includes local politicians around Brussels who ignored the rising tide of radicalism in their midst.
They looked away. They didn't want to face the problems. And if some people said, yes, but there is a problem, there is a societal problem, there is a problem of integration, and now there's a radicalization going on, they said, you're a racist.
That's all hindsight. For now, van Istendaal is struck by something he didn't expect.
These attacks unified Belgians. It's very surprising to me. We are the country of division. That's our reputation in the world. But somehow, these guys who attacked us and who killed foreigners and Belgians, these guys will not disunite us.
For the past week, in the heart of Brussels, people have left bouquets, cards, and stuffed animals at a makeshift memorial in front of the city's stock exchange. And it's there this morning that I find Christophe de Valensart helping his 7-year-old daughter Thaïs light a votive candle. He tells me he brought her here to show that people are capable of love, united against barbarism, as he puts it. People have draped the stock exchange with dozens of flags from all over the world: Turkey, Tunisia, England, Senegal. De Valensart picks his daughter up in his arms and reminds her of the first question she asked him when she saw the memorial.
La première question que tu m'as posée, c'était pourquoi il y a tant de drapeaux?
She wanted to know, why are there so many flags?
Je t'ai dit que dans notre pays,
he reminds his daughter, I told you that in our country there are a lot of cultures. It's multicultural. And in our country, that's what makes us rich.
Tu peux le dire multicultural?
Multicultural.
Voilà.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Brussels.